Time for our Tibbetts talk, and she might need to step back and take a breath here, because she's been had a very, 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 very busy summer so far, but I'm sure the energy of opening nights is upon her right now, and that's Liz Davis, who's on the line with us, member of the Tibbetts Summer Theater cast again this year. How many years for you? 4 years in Coldwater for this?
This is my fourth year.
Okay. Yeah. And in a variety of roles over those years, as you look back, are there any one particular ones that kind of stand out? Or they said, that was just so cool to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a huge fan of doing Charlie Brown last year. And actually, this year, doing Godspell, it quickly became one of my favorite things that I was able to do here.
Well, and that was interesting because it's an ensemble company. It's not like it's other than Jesus or maybe Judas that people would say, okay, we know your character's name. It was you were the postwoman, but it was
we were able to play in a different way, and everyone had their moment to shine, and I think that really brought camaraderie and community. We were all like, wow, we get to see you shine now in the new and new. That was really exciting.
Yeah. Well, and you got to use your talents in another way, too, to be one of the co-choreographers for that show. And you're also working on the choreography for Nonsense here, too. Tell us a little bit about your dance background. What kind of attracted you to that part of it?
Sure. I didn't really start dancing until, I don't know, age 9 or 10. And then I did that for a few years, switched over to gymnastics for a while, and then came back. And then in college, I studied ballet, jazz, tap, all those things. And something that was really exciting about coming back to Tibbetts and something that opened up my eyes to choreography in a different way is because, you know, theater is like this kaleidoscope of things, and there's a myriad of opportunities. And working here has helped me realize this other passion, this other facet of theater that I have a passion for, which is choreography, and getting to do that for Godspell and Nonsense is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And in Godspell, actually, you got to collaborate with Dennis Dizon in that, too. So that must have been kind of a fun process, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And it sort of had to happen on a whim. And I was so lucky that we meshed instantly. And choreography came easy to us. It was easy to bounce off of one another, which isn't always the case. And the fact that I had just met him and we would go down to the basement and without a number in a night was fantastic.
All right. Shifting gears totally, you say the religious theme, but in a totally different way with Nonsense opening up this week, your Sister Mary Leo. Tell us about her.
So Sister Mary Leo is the novice of the group. She's brand new. And she started off as a ballerina, but found her... you know, devotion to God, dedicate her life to him through dance. So you get to see that throughout the show.
Okay. So there's kind of a theme going there then, right?
There seems to be, isn't there?
Well, with this guy, I've seen some of the video you guys have in some of the rehearsals. It just looks like you're having so much fun singing those big songs and having some fun with it.
Absolutely. It's just the same way that Peter Riopelle always said it. It's that slapstick comedy. You're gonna laugh and have a good time with these sisters who are so silly. They're so silly, and you get to follow them along through this story.
Well, last time I was on stage, 2004 at Tibbetts, and not to give too much away, but the description is the misadventures of five nuns from the Little Sisters of Hoboken who try to manage a fundraiser, and then everything that's all a part of that, too, because they have to bury some of their fellow sisters. So
That's right.
I hope that didn't give too much of the show away. I don't think it does. So.
No. Things will get hairy in ways that you can't even expect.
Favorite songs or moments for you out of Nonsense so far?
To be honest, I'm really a fan of our opening number. There's and the first number and the second number where it's sort of the synopsis of what these sisters went through. I think those are the most exciting because you get all of this information that truly shocks you, and I think that was the most interesting to process when I read it. I was like, wow, what happened to these ladies?
We're talking to Liz Davis, who's in the cast, also helping to choreograph the show at Two Nonsense, sponsored by Frederick Family Dental. On stage, opening Thursday afternoon, then Thursday night, and then Friday this week, and then you come back on a Sunday matinee, and then next week to close things out for that. So it's a couple-week run of Nonsense on stage at the Tibbetts. So after that, what's next for Liz Davis?
Well, you know, your guess is as good as mine. I'm going to go back to I live in Queens, New York, and I'm going to go back to my friends and audition and see what the next project's going to be. That's sort of the beauty of what I get to do, is it's going to take me a lot of different places. So now we wait.
Well, again, for a couple of years, the acting business was shut down, like most everything else. Mm-hmm. Does it have a different vibe now that things are finally opening up and maybe everyone realizes what they didn't have for those couple of years?
Absolutely. There's this newfound excitement to it, that everything's coming back. And walking into those audition rooms, everyone is so delighted to be there. It's just like, well, we get to be here and do this, and we're creating again, and I think that is making it just as exciting, if not more.
Yeah, well, artists have to perform, and when you couldn't perform, that obviously took a big piece of your world away. So, mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Are you happy with your costume? It's pretty plain costume, isn't it, for Nonsense?
Oh yeah, it's nothing out of the ordinary. You can pretty much pick that one out of your brain. And
we'll break a leg, Liz, and we'll see you there on stage at the Tibbetts. All right.
All right. Nice talking to you.
You too. Liz Davis, one of the cast members of Nonsense, and she's been involved all summer long with Tibbetts Summer Theater. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk,